I'm like, which one? Bring it on.
Which one? For real.
Okay. Okay, good morning. I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. The time is 8 a.m. Roll call, clerk.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Second Speaker Reverd.
Here. Clerk, we need another mic.
We'll get one.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Keene, can you say a prayer for us this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you watch over us today and give us wisdom as we make decisions to benefit the Osage people. We ask that you please lay your healing hand on the mourners out there. Just please give them comfort and just guide them in the days to come. And all these things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. The next item is the approval of minutes. You can find those on the calendar invite. They're dated April 13th. Chair. Yes, ma'am.
On ONCR 2205, a resolution to approve a revised fiscal year should be 2223.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. Clerk, did you hear that?
Ma'am.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of April 13th as amended.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is ONCR 22-01, a resolution to approve a request for a 10% cost of living adjustment COLA for the Osage Nation merited employees for fiscal year 2022. The sponsor is Congressman B. Big Horse. And I'm sorry, guys, I can't see if there's anybody on the call.
No.
No, ma'am, there's not.
Okay, I had sent an email to Tyler and Jason and Mrs. Gilmore. And so, Clerk, can you send them the link and just see if that could be what the issue is?
Absolutely.
Chair?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Would you consider tabling this and go on to the next one and then come back? Or is yours going to take some time?
No, I think we can table. Whatever the committee wants to do.
Motion to table to the call of the chair.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, the next item is ONCA 22-43, an act to amend the appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022. In the amount of $10,540 and to establish an alternate effective date. On the sponsor, RJ, do you want to, or Congressman Walker, would you like to chair at this point?
Yes. All right, well, second speaker, would you tell us what you're about your bill, please?
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, does everybody have a copy of that legislation? Okay. So in ONCA 2243, we had a staff member that completed their educational certification. And the policy allows that when they do that, they have the option of getting a 3% increase. And we have a staff member that has done so. We took that information to the CA committee, and that passed through the CA, and they agreed to grant the increase. And so that's one of the pieces to this legislation and why it needs to be amended, is to include that. Also, I was asking the budget analyst to do an amendment or help me with an amendment. If the COLA passes, I'd like to also give that increase to our staff. And I understand that we have not agreed upon a rate. And I also understand that this hasn't even passed out of committee. But I would like our committee to consider that as we go back to ONCR 22-01. Also, under the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review, the CA committee authorized me to do a RFQ for a firm to handle the responsibilities and duties of that's required in law for the OFPR. So we have the CA committee agreed to move out of salary, fringe, and IDC down to professional fees to cover any cost associated with the professional services. And so that's the difference in the OFPR budget, was actually moving money from those areas down to a non-administrative line item. So if anybody has any questions, that's kind of my recap of why I'm asking for an amendment.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
I guess I'm just need a little bit of clarification. It says amend the appropriation. And so I thought this was a new appropriation, But you're saying it's an amendment to the existing appropriation?
Well, it's, so we passed this. Oh, if I may, Chair, sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So what we're doing is we're amending this, and it will increase as written by $10,000. Okay, also, I forgot to mention this. When we granted our staff pay increases, I think that was 2 or 3 months ago, I wanted that to be reflected in this budget so it was clean. Because at that time, if you remember, during CA, we had the money available, but that was because we had a receptionist and our sergeant at arms in the current budget. But for transparency, I wanted to go ahead and include those pay increases, also the 3% pay increase, and if the COLA passes, then we would amend it. But we'd have to do it in this committee.
So it's an amendment, not an appropriation?
It would be an increase in an appropriation, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Because of the pay increases.
Second speaker, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So we're increasing the appropriation by $10,540. How much do we have by not having a sergeant in arms, and you said a receptionist? How much do we have in, do we already have in the budget to cover this $10,540?
Well, we wouldn't have the amount for the COLA, most certainly. So right now what we have budgeted for our branch is our 3 staff members that we currently have, the sergeant at arms, who's, you know, most certainly part-time, and a receptionist that we've never used.
How much is budgeted for the receptionist and the sergeant in arms? Do you know that?
I can sure find out.
Mr. Chair.
Jordan.
20,060 dollars for wages and a little bit for fringe benefits.
So, Jordan or second speaker, is there enough in our current budget, what we've already appropriated, to cover the potential or probable staff increases, that including a potential COLA? I mean,
it
sounds to me like if we have $20,000 budgeted in the budget that we're not using, and we're asking for an additional $10,000, that would be an easy yes, right?
Yeah, I see where you're going, Congressman. I get where you're going. And the reason, you know, during HUNCA, of course, I had asked the clerk if she needed the sergeant at arms. She didn't believe so. And she didn't require the receptionist. So you're right. And we're not going to go into a regular session again this fiscal year. So I see where you're getting at. Like, why can't we use that money towards the COLA? Is that's essentially what you're saying?
Well, it is. I mean, we don't need to do this, in my opinion. And as far as transparency's sake, this is an open meeting that anybody in the world can listen to.
Yeah, you know, I'm just was wanting to explain, Chair, why I even am trying to amend it for transparency, because I do want their pay increases to be included in this budget. I want the educational increase to be included. And if we can afford the COLA with the 2 positions, that's fine with me. Either way, but I want this committee to know what we have agreed upon in CA.
Anyone else?
Chair.
Go Go ahead.
So that was kind of my point just a minute ago. I thought you were coming in for an amendment to the budget and not a new appropriation. So that's why I was a little confused by the wording. Because I don't even think this requires an amendment to the Treasury. I mean, it wouldn't really require an amendment to the Treasury because we've already got it in salary and wages. Well, that's, yes, Chair, if I may.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I have Jordan working on what the cost of the COLA would be for our current staff. And most certainly, I had to bring about the OFPR section. I had to. Because you can't pay for professional fees out of salary and wage and fringe and IDC. So that is clearly an amendment. But on our branch section, I was coming because I thought we would need the increase, the 10,000. Chair.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. I guess I'm just working through this is why. So ultimately, are you saying then that even with those, with all of those adjustments, which would be much greater than $10,000 when you include the OFPR, but the OFPR, I guess without seeing the amendment, you know, how much are we moving down to professional fees? And then how much are, I guess I just need to see the amendment.
Okay, so for OFPR, we can talk about that section, okay. Chair.
Go ahead.
Okay, if you look at section 9, we would be moving out of salary and wages 71,959. Out of fringe, we'll be moving 22,665. We would be moving out of occupancy 2,275, out of IDC 23,185, and moving that amount down to professional fees. That is a total of $117,950.
Okay, thank you. Now you just justified why the amendment has to come through here.
Yeah, okay. I have to move by law out of fringe, wages, and IDC down to professional fees.
And then that will short salary and wages by 10,000?
No, that's just the OFPR section.
Okay.
Okay. The other part of the bill is our branch budget. So because there's two different, they do the legislative, we do the legislative branch, Congress, and then OFPR separate. Mm-hmm. So the Congress, Section 8 of this, we would, the difference would end up being increasing the salary and wages that would reflect the pay increases and the 3% educational increase for one staff member. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that was not in the original budget. Mm-hmm. We would also increase occupancy. And I think that's because the rate that they originally calculated was incorrect, or what we received from Treasury. It would reduce IDC, and the difference is just, it's causing an increase to our branch budget because we gave pay increases that were not budgeted.
And that increase is where the shortfall is, that it requires a new appropriation?
Yes. But what I think Congressman Walker is saying, if we include the COLA, then it may not be that much. We may not have to include the COLA, from what I'm understanding.
Well, you're just taking 71,000 or whatever the figure was out of salary and wages. So did that create a shortfall in salary and wages?
No.
Or will it cover it?
No, ma'am, because if I can, Chair.
Go ahead.
No, it wouldn't, because of the reception position and the sergeant at arms. I just don't know how much the difference is, and Jordan's working on that this morning as far as the COLA, because we didn't come with this budget including the COLA.
I understand that, but if there's no actual movement in money, then I don't see where we would require a legislation. The amendment itself would be the document that shows the transition of funds. So that's what I think we're just trying to get to. Are we really going to take money out of the treasury and put it in this budget?
Possibly.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Jordan.
As written right now, it would increase wages by $16,556. If you add a 10% COLA to that, then the total increase to the wage line would be $23,481. So there would need to be an amendment if the COLA were added.
Chair, can I ask Jordan a question?
Yes.
Is that $23,000 that would get us through the end of the year?
Yes, ma'am.
So it goes
because these are only, these increases only go into effect for part of the fiscal year. We're not budgeting them for a full fiscal year yet. So the COLA would cost $6,925, and you'd add that to the $16,556 that's already been approved by CA to get us up to the market rate or whatever the term is. And that's where the $23,481 comes from.
Chair, I got it.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. So just kind of a point of order, does it seem necessary then to table 2243 and go back to 2201? So we'll know if we pass the COLA so we can include these amounts.
Chair, we can't hear.
How about now?
Yes.
I just had a point of order for the chair just to see if it was, are we going to have to table 2243 and go back to 2201 to determine whether we pass the COLA or not? And then if we pass it out of committee, it has to pass through Congress as well. It's just a question.
Yeah, it, that is a good question. And you're right, and it's hard to say whether or not if it makes it out of committee, if it will pass Congress. I think it will, but correct, there could be an amendment to it. If I were convinced that this was not necessary, and if it were just basically for transparency's sake, or so the budget matches, you know, what we're actually doing, then I would probably vote no. But Jordan just said that we do need an appropriation. I don't know if it's $10,000 or not, but I don't want to get too high-centered over $10,000 either.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, so you, everybody be nice to me just for a second, because I have a committee substitute that I'm going to need to adopt, if you guys would consider it, because the amount that we would be asking is for $9,888. So I really need to be talking about the committee substitute, and I apologize. I had Shanna send that out to you guys yesterday in your emails, the 2243. And she sent it yesterday at 4:24.
Is it on the invite?
4:24 yesterday.
Yeah, she sent it out before we left yesterday. I apologize. Do you want me to have her get copies for us?
No, I don't.
Do you see it?
I see it. It's right there. I got it at 425.
Mr. Chair.
Jordan.
I just want to take a second to make sure everyone's on the same page. The committee substitute includes the staff pay increases that were approved by CA. They include the assistant clerks, or it includes the assistant clerks, 3% increase for her certification. That those are the changes to the wage line. To the employee benefits line, I went through and took taxes off of stipends. That's why you see a decrease there. After discussions with some folks over in the executive branch, it's my understanding that stipends are not supposed to be I'm not sure if they're taxed or not. We can't get a clear answer. Regardless, we're over budgeting for employee benefits, so I took that out. Occupancy, I adjusted the rate to be more in line with what Treasury now recommends. And indirect cost went down because indirect cost is not applied to stipends. Other, we use that to pay for funeral flowers and parade candy and things like that. And unfortunately, been a lot of deaths this year. And so we, that's why that's increased. This does not include the COLA, and an amendment will need to be done to the committee substitute if Congress decides to move forward with the COLA.
Chair, can I make a motion?
Sure.
That we adopt the committee substitute that was sent out yesterday, April 18th.
Second.
Dated 4:24 p.m.
Motion to adopt the committee substitute with a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the committee substitute has been adopted. All right. Jordan, do you have those numbers that would need to be amended in if the COLA passes at 10%?
Yes, sir.
All right, committee, what do you guys want to do? Want to table this and go back to the other? I see Tyler and Casey on the line. Or do you just...
Chair.
We could amend it in on the floor. We can amend it in now and amend it out on the floor.
Chair, that, if I may, that's what I was going to suggest. Well, that's what I'd like to ask the committee to decide what they want to do, because Congressman Tillman's correct in that there, I've left this on our agenda because we hadn't addressed the COLA. And so I would do an amendment on the floor if that's what the committee wants, or we could work it out here. I also had permission from the CA committee to do that in this committee, just because I wanted both committees to be aware of what's going on with this bill.
Chair, I'd like to move to table 2243 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion with a second to table ONCA 2243. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right, I relinquish the chair back to second speaker, Rivard.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Walker. Okay, good, thank you. All right, good morning, Tyler. Good morning, Casey. We are discussing ONCR 22-01, a resolution to approve a request for a 10% cost of living adjustment, COLA, for the Osage Nation merited employees for fiscal year 2022.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I just want to, again, express how this all began. It began from me doing some grocery shopping and paying some bills and watching things go up. And they were getting pretty extravagant. And I reached out to Jason Zahn and asked him if there was some way that we might be able to get an increase to our employees, you know, even a 5%. And he said he would have to look into things and he would get back to me. And that's what he did. It took him about 3 or 4 weeks, but he got back to me. And at that time, he told me that Mr. McIntosh had found some monies and that they had enough to do a 10% cost of living increase. So, of course, you know, that made me feel good, but in reality, you know, I know 10% is a lot, and it will be an ongoing or a reoccurring cost. So I'm bringing this to the floor, to this committee, for your input. So I'm going to turn it over to the committee.
Committee, I think when we met last time, we had asked the Treasury to provide to us the amount that it would cost in FY23, and we had talked a little bit about the rate, and then we had asked Tyler to send us support docs as to where he got his rate. And so if Tyler, if you're on the line, I haven't received anything from you.
Yes, I was preparing to send that tomorrow. It's mentioned in the meeting last week, but I can send that memo down today, you know, directing basically to the Cleveland Federal Reserve.
Committee, I don't have another appropriations meeting scheduled. I'll do whatever you guys want, but right now, as I understand, we're finishing up Thursday, so I don't have another meeting scheduled. I can. It would probably be late.
Chair. I apologize, but Tyler, could you repeat what you said? I had trouble hearing exactly what you said.
I said I've not sent that memo down yet. I was preparing to, as we talked about having the numbers ready and everything ready, I said I'd have it prepared and ready by Wednesday. So I was looking to finalize that today and send it down, but with the committee meeting being at 8 o'clock this morning, I didn't have time to finalize that this morning. So. But I do have evaluated the numbers.
Okay, Tyler, do you have the information? I know that you explained. Can you explain again where you came up with the 10% COLA rate?
Yes, it was from basically looking at the, it's called now casting data. That's what the Federal Reserve out of Cleveland, how they forecast kind of their, all the measures to determine kind of what current inflation is, because inflation's essentially something you determine after, you know, usually 3 to 6 months down the road, you look back to really determine what true inflation was. But this is what the Federal Reserve's model is to look at where current, how how they're looking at current factors to determine what they are estimating current inflation to be at in this quarter in real time. And from that information, they're showing that in this quarter alone, compared to last year, we're at 8.8%. That they were showing within the month of March that inflation was going up just 1% by itself in the month of March. So at the beginning of March, it's roughly 7.5%. By the end of March, it's showing 8.8%. That was information pulled kind of mid-March. I think I pulled that around March 18th.
Congressman Keene.
Thanks, Chair. I need a sober assessment. So we requested these numbers. We're not getting them today per Tyler. Are we getting this bill out of committee if we don't get these numbers today? Does anyone know? Yes or no?
Congresswoman Stabler?
For me, no. I guess we missed that comment the other day that he would have them ready on Wednesday. And so for me, then I can't pass this out. We still need to know what it's going to cost us. And so
Yeah, I agree.
Chair?
Yes, sir.
I was preparing to have it all put together today. I have worked on the numbers, and I have numbers. I was just going to finish out the memos today and have it prepared more for tomorrow is what I was alluding to.
Second speaker.
Yes, sir.
A nice, tidy memo would be nice. However, if he has the information, whether it be by notes or whatever or in his mind available and able to verbally express that to us over the air, I'm fine with that as well. So let's get on with it. Can you give us some numbers? I mean, memo's great. Get us that tomorrow and we can use it when we take the podium to debate the bill. But for now, we're in our last scheduled committee meeting. This is a big deal. There's a lot of people that could be or will be affected by this if it passes. I mean, what is this scheduled to 9:30, 9:45? Huh?
We have another 50 minutes.
Yeah. So I'm cool with hearing from Tyler. Let's go as far as we can today. That's my suggestion.
Okay, Tyler.
Okay. All right. Currently in the tribal budget fiscal year 2022, the wages that are show budgeted are $11,248,000, essentially.
Tyler, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Same.
Can you hear me better now?
No. No, we can hear background noise now.
Yeah, they're mowing in the background. I'll just speak up. The fiscal year 2022 tribal budget, salary and wages, $11,250,000, essentially. Show fringe at $3.5 million. And then the IDC related to that at $3.5 million. So on the current run, as estimated and forecasted off the payroll information was posted, you know, as of the first 6 months at the end of March, showing on the current run on tribal that we're probably going to come in around $9,750,000 is what I'm forecasting. So essentially that leaves roughly $1.5 million that I show salary and wages is being available. Follow the same kind of forecasts. It's 3 million, you know, estimated for actuals for fiscal year 2022 for fringe, and roughly 3 million for IDC also is what I'm forecasting. So with that, I'm showing total wages that are needed for the tribal, and this would be from May to September, is $425,000. And then for the IDC, I'm showing wages at $189,000, forecasting is the impact. And then for the federal side, I'm showing $525,000 as estimated the impact from 10% the same time period.
What category?
So the IDC will be covered with the wages and the fringe that's created from the 10% increase. The IDC that'll be collected will be enough to cover the increases in wages in IDC. So that really just kind of leaves the $425,000, the $525,000 is what I show that will be needed.
So then, Tyler, that would be $950,000 to get us through May through September, but we don't need an appropriation, is what you're saying, because you have funds correct available from vacancies.
I show that there's enough available to cover that $950,000 in tribal alone. But we would look to utilize the federal funds, federal budgets for all those increases within the federal programs before we, you know, went the route of using tribal dollars first.
Committee?
Chair?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Congressman Tillman.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting here on a legal pad scribbling numbers and writing numbers as everybody else. I look around and I just truly believe in firm documentation. And I'd like to see a document with the numbers he just expressed, written down, sent to us. We've got 50 minutes left. If we could get that in writing, would seem to be the appropriate thing in the business of the nation. Thank you.
Congressman Keene.
So if I just heard correctly, to cover from May to September, we don't have to appropriate any money. Is that correct for this 10% COLA? Is that correct?
That's the way it's forecasting, yes.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Jordan. Or, go
Madam
ahead.
Chair, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Congressman Walker mixed up. I did show when I did an analysis of the financials that about six budgets that I had access to their financials for would need to be amended with legislation. And those were ENR services, HUDVASH, meat processing plant, tribal works, wildland fire, and Office of Strategic Planning. I'm just wondering if Treasury has looked specifically at those budgets to see if they would require an amendment.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, yes, sir. Go ahead, Casey.
Yes, ma'am. Are we looking at this as an executive branch budget, or are we looking at it as all a bunch of separate little budgets? Because we see it as one executive branch budget.
Committee.
Second speaker.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The bill is as an executive branch budget, or I mean the numbers. Well, I'm not even going to go that far. I mean that's a good point. I'll answer the question. I see it as an executive branch budget.
Congresswoman Stabler. I see it as a breakout of budgets.
Second speaker.
Yes, sir.
If that's the road we go down, then we've got a lot of work to do in the next couple days.
Congressman Keene.
I'm with Congressman Walker. Like, we've got some number estimates. We have got to get this bill out of committee this morning if we want this to be passed before this session ends. I'm comfortable moving this bill out now. I only speak as one committee member, but I mean, time is extremely of the essence right now. Like Tyler said, they're preparing a memo. They'll deliver it later today. It's go time. Thank you.
Tyler, I have a question really quick. Do you know what the projected cost will be for FY23?
One second. I just basically took the budget as it is at 10% on top of it. So I think it's 11.2 million. And I'm looking at 1.2 million increase in 23, 10% of the whole.
And that's on the tribal, or does that include federal?
That would be tribal.
Okay.
Federal, you would just realign the budgets when they're submitted for 23 to.
Okay, so it's going to cost 11.2 on the tribal side, just wages. That doesn't include, does that include fringe and IDC?
No, that's just based off the budget amount of the wages fiscal year 22. So what I say, 3 million, it's another 300,000, 300,000. So a little under, altogether, a little under 2 million. Close to.
Okay, so if you take your rate that you use for fringe, Tyler, and the IDC and the wages, what would that total cost be?
Well, second speaker.
I'm sorry, Tyler.
Showing at the, let me pull up my spreadsheet, but if I recall, the wages were in the budget, 11.2 million, 10% of that would be 1.2 million. And I think the budgets for fringe and IDC both, I think, are around 3 million associated with that. 10% of that would be 300,000. So 600,000 plus 1.2 bring you to about 1.8 is on the tribal side. Wages, fringe, and IDC, just based on what the current budget is.
Okay, Tyler, can you give us a total amount of the cost?
For
FY23, yeah, just for the wages, fringe, and IDC. Like, just give us a total.
I would say it's going to be close to 1.8 million.
Speaker.
Hold on a sec, Case. 1.8 million?
Yes, that would be 1.2 in wages, estimated $300,000 increase in a fringe, and a $300,000 increase in IDC.
Okay, so you earlier said 11.2 million. Now you're saying it's only going to be 1.8 million? No. What?
I said that the current fiscal year 2022 budget is 11.2 million.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, Tyler, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Okay, I just wanted to know what the cost is looking forward. Are you guys, what committee, what about? Oh, I'm sorry, Casey, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. And remember, we're going to have to factor in a minimum wage increase up to $15 an hour. So that's going to affect us as well.
Okay, good point. All right, so is the committee okay with the rate that's described in the resolution?
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're talking about a 10% increase. There isn't anyone in this room that doesn't want our employees to have that increase. I know that, and we all understand the urgency and what we're faced with as far as the time. We haven't really talked about a different amount. Is that an appropriate conversation? Inflation and COLA rate are two different things. And listen, we certainly, Tyler has shown us that we can afford this 10% for this year. We have to be concerned about next year. We have to be concerned about all of the appropriation legislation that we've approved so far this year. So yes, we want our employees to have a 10% increase. That is phenomenal, but I'm concerned that, you know, that this is going to be something in the future that may be very difficult. I'd like to know how much the minimum wage increase is going to affect our wages next year as well. And I'll be happy to vote to get this out of committee, but I just want to make sure we have that conversation. Is 10% the appropriate amount?
Committee?
Chair.
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, as I'm sitting here looking at this resolution to approve a request for 10%, and we have our employees watching us as leaders, elected officials right now. This is a big deal to them. It's a big deal to me. It's a big deal to everybody in this room. A 10% increase in my wages means a lot to me as I look forward, you know, to helping my family, doing whatever I'm going to do with the 10% increase. And so the employees of the nation are watching us, listening to our leaders. And as this committee has progressed through, we did ask for information from the executive office this morning, if I remember correct, from what I heard, and we don't have that information. We asked for documents from the Treasury and executive, and we don't have that to make these tough this decision going forward for accuracy. We don't have it. I want this, but it just seems like we're not prepared. We're talking about forecasting numbers. I think it's close comments. I just really believe in dealing with accuracy, and so I don't know if we need to extend the session to get this right. Because this is a big deal to the employees. It's a big deal to all of us on this committee and everybody in Congress. So I'm for doing the exact working, getting it right, making sure that our numbers reflect the accuracy that these budgets need. So that's until I see something in writing from Treasury that's exact, that's kind of where I stand. But I want this to pass. But I don't like dealing in, well, I think it's closed, and, you know, I think a forecast. So we wanted this information this morning, and we didn't get it. Thank you.
Thank you. Committee? Congresswoman Stabler?
We do have options. We still got two more days. We can drop it to the floor. We can make sure it gets through. We want it to get through, but I believe what Tyler just gave us, but I agree, we ask for documentation, and I think we need to have that documentation so we can make an educated guess. So I'm not necessarily, I'm trying to get there to go ahead and drop it out of committee, but I want to make sure we have all of our ducks in a row. I also know that we're going to have adjustments, which should bring it down even as the feds start bringing in. You know, we already heard there's been a couple of budgets already that have added a 10% to it. So, like I said, I'm trying to get there with you guys, but I'd sure like to see that memo first.
Okay, so I'm looking at this, at our schedule. I'm open right now, and so whatever the committee wants, I'll do. I don't mind, you know, I don't mind working early and I don't mind working late. And I also most certainly don't mind working with Treasury to get any information. So I'm open as the chair to do whatever the committee would like to do.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we all know that we agree, it sounds to me like when we have this information and have the proper support, we would vote as a committee to move this to the floor. Does it make sense to get it to the floor and amend it on the floor? Or is the committee wanting to hold it here for that information? Because I agree that we do need that information, absolutely. But is that an option? Is that an option, something we should consider as well?
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this meeting is scheduled to last till 9:30. I'd like to take a brief 10-minute recess. So motion to recess to the call of the chair for about 10 minutes.
Second.
Do we have a motion and a second discussion? All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, Tyler and Case, will you please stick around?
Clock's available tomorrow morning.